protection, supportive care, close to home, right here at MCMH.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 29 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 78 degrees at our studios, and we have with us this morning, as I've been telling you, Nishner Productions with us this morning, and we have development specialist Emily Martin. Emily, how are you?
Hi, good, Aaron. How are you?
Well, I would be better if I had your mic turned up. Emily, how are you?
I'm good.
There we
how
go.
Are you?
I'm doing well. That first time is just practice.
Yeah, that's good. We can all use practice.
So are you busy now?
I'm always busy.
There's always something going on.
You should know that.
You probably have two or three meetings yet today.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
At least one.
Uh-huh. What's the most fun thing you're doing this summer?
The most fun thing I'm doing this summer? Traveling. I'm traveling.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of that. I got a couple more trips yet this year. So.
Okay.
Excited about that.
Traveling's always fun.
Yes.
You have a lot of things. We're going to talk Nishner Productions this morning specifically.
Yes.
You have a lot of things going on with Nishner Productions. Give me a big 30,000-foot view of Nishner Productions. What is it? What do you do?
We take care of, we provide supports to people who have disabilities so that they can live in the communities of their choice.
Yes. Okay. Emily Martin, we have with us Mary Wade. Mary, how are you this morning?
I am great.
Nice to see you, Mary.
You too.
I think this is our first time to meet officially. Have we met
prior? Here, we always talk in the winter.
Yes.
And the mornings.
Oh.
You know,
sure.
Late starts.
Yes.
No
yes.
work.
We do. And thank you for doing that too, by the way. Day services team leader.
Correct.
Okay, Mary, I'm going to go here. How long have you been with Nishner Productions?
41 years. 7 months this coming Sunday.
Wow. 41 years.
Yep.
Wow. You started when you were three. Yep. And that is so obviously you enjoy the job, right?
Absolutely.
How has it changed over the last 41 years?
So much.
I mean, there's been a lot of
there has
services provided and funding and everything, right?
Yep. You know, there were three homes when I started. And we have 35 sites these days.
Yeah.
You know, and we're continuing to grow everything from paperwork aspects to the types of people that we provide services to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've expanded the services in all those years. So.
Okay. I want to come back to that in just a second. Connor Knight with us as well. Connor, pull that mic up just a little bit closer to yourself. So, okay, Connor. So, You work in day services as well, support services, right? Direct support professional.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been with Nishner Productions?
It'll be 2 years in November.
So we have almost 42 years and 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
So how's it? So tell me the best part of what you do is what, Connor? What do you like most about it?
I get to, like, make these clients, and I get to make their day, and I get to hear them laugh, and we sing, and there's a lot of dancing, and now I might not be the best dancer, so don't test me on it, but it's a lot of joy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bringing joy to their lives.
Being good at it isn't a prerequisite to having fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have fun without being good at it, for sure. So, well, what is a typical day? You talk about helping people. What do you do, just to kind of generally speaking?
So in Dayhab specifically, and I've worked in the houses, and but we will take them out into the community, whether that's going to the park or the Wilson just held a beautiful theater camp.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just them getting on stage and singing their hearts out. And again, dancing like no other, like their feet were on fire. And it's just taking them out into the community and making sure that they can like spread their wings and enjoy the lives that we get to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it's a very enjoyable and rewarding job. Is that fair assessment?
Absolutely.
Why did you choose to apply? And did you, was it just something you were doing? You thought, this is something that I can see myself really enjoying. Why did you choose to apply?
I knew for a fact, and this was leaving high school, and I knew I couldn't go work in a factory, that I'd lose my mind. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very good with cars or any of that. And I saw this, and I saw it as an opportunity to actually go and do something helpful.
Yeah.
And I get that every day. Every day I feel like I'm helping somebody, and it brings that little bit of light into my life. I'm not just some
mm-hmm.
cog in some machine.
You're helping make people's lives better, really. bring a smile to their face and a little joy. So it's been, you thoroughly enjoy what you do.
Absolutely. It doesn't even feel like a job sometimes. I can't believe I get paid to do what
don't
I do.
Say that. You don't say that out loud, Connor. Keep that to yourself. But it's enjoyable when you can bring a little joy into people's life. There's certainly, I mean, that's worth a lot for sure. So, Mary, when you talked about services and the services, now you're the day services team leader. What are day services? What does that mean?
So I oversee our day hub programs. We have three of them, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Glenwood.
Uh-huh.
And I oversee our work services. So that is where we do contract work.
Okay.
For businesses. One of our biggest local customers is Parker Hanson.
Okay.
And I oversee our laundry, and I oversee our enclave sites where we have people to go do cleaning out in the community.
Okay.
And our custodians.
Do you deal with your clients? So you said Parker Hanifin's one of your largest. Mm-hmm. So do you deal with their representatives and making sure that you have the right staff and the right people to go? Or how does that work?
So we do it on site in our building.
Mm-hmm.
And we put together the plastic reels that they put the hose that they build
okay.
onto it to sure. ship it out. And so we have orders that go out to them every day.
So
about how many pallets do you send out a day?
So we send out an average of 30 pallets a day.
Whoa.
Sometimes 40.
Wow.
Just depends how busy they are.
Sure.
And what they need. So.
Has that changed over the years? And by that being businesses wanting to come to you to work with and partner with Nishner Productions for services, just like we're talking?
Yep. And actually, our work services used to be much larger. Funding in the state changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has downsized tremendously. But there are a lot of people that still want to work and want a job. So they are our production workers,
mm-hmm.
and we do all the work that we can,
mm-hmm.
and we continue to hire as the need grows
okay.
with different work.
So are you in the office a lot, Mary, with keeping that?
Unfortunately.
That's a lot of organization
yeah.
to make these things happen.
Yep.
So you're in the office a lot.
It is.
A lot of phone calls, a lot of emails and that sort of stuff, probably.
Yeah. But my favorite part of the whole day is when I can step away from that and go see what everybody's doing, having yeah. fun.
So I was going to ask you the best part of your day. Connor tells us bringing, I'm summarizing, Connor, what bringing joy to people.
Yep.
To you, what's your favorite part of what you do?
And it is, you know, when you can walk in a room and they tell you what exciting new thing they got to try. You know, or what new skill mm-hmm. that they learn to make them more independent, whether it be that they okay. handle their own medications now, they, you know, are able to do all of their housework tasks on their own
yeah.
or one simple task.
Fair. And if there, maybe it's not a fair question, how many people are we talking about? How many individuals do you help find meaningful employment and that sort of stuff we're talking about?
Agency-wide, about 220.
Wow.
I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. 220. We serve about 225 people.
Wow. Okay. Let's say I'm a business and I'm hearing this and I think I want to partner with and work with Nishner Productions. Is there capacity to do that now, or are you completely full on that end of things?
It would depend on what the job was. If we had the capacity to do it, it might not be something that we could start immediately.
Okay.
But, you know, it might take hiring more people.
Okay.
But doesn't mean we wouldn't look at it.
I guess have the call or a conversation, right?
Correct.
And start that conversation. So, very good. Mary Wade with us, Day Services Team Leader. We have Connor Knight with us, and both work at Nishner Productions. Development Specialist Emily Martin with us as well. So I want to make sure I get this right, Emily. Direct Support Professionals Week is in September.
Yes.
So what are you doing, you, Nishner Productions? What's Nishner Productions doing to celebrate and support direct support professionals.
So traditionally, that is a week that we go out of our way to acknowledge the contributions and the appreciation that we have for all of our DSPs. In all, we probably have close to 180 DSPs.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it might be
Do you
more.
Organize all the DSPs too?
Not all of them.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But I'm on the committee that helps take care of making sure people...
Mary, goodness gracious. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So traditionally, we try and do a small little gift each day of the week or some acknowledgement specifically during that week. And then on Friday, there's usually a larger gift that goes out. And we try and keep it a surprise. It's not much of a surprise this year.
No.
Because everybody's getting a new agency t-shirt.
Oh.
Because we have a new logo now and we have a new mission statement. So we want everybody to have something like that. So
has this been made public yet?
Yeah. It's on our
okay.
website. It's on our Facebook page. But
okay.
it's relatively new.
I need to go check that out.
Yeah. We have a new logo, a new mission statement, and we're pretty excited about that. We want to make sure all of our staff have the opportunity to represent that. So they're all getting a new shirt, so we had to get shirt sizes, so it's not a surprise. We try.
It's out there.
But in the past, we've given out insulated mugs, we've given out bags, we've given out coffee cups, we've given out water bottles. I've only been here 7 years, so my experience is much less. I don't know what – we haven't given out new
Mary's
cars.
Mary's approaching 42. What do you think of that? So.
Cars sound pretty good.
Yeah, a new car sounds great, doesn't it? No, but each day is something different, and we also give the opportunity for the individuals we serve to express their appreciation to the DSPs, and I think that is something that the DSPs appreciate more mm-hmm. than the little trinkets or candy that they get throughout the week. It's a video from the individuals that say thank you, and I was told... Because it's a lot of work to put that video together, but
yes.
I was told that unfortunately, sometimes we have individuals that pass away.
Sure.
And so our DSPs like to go back and look at those videos.
Oh.
And it's just kind of a...
That could be emotional.
It is very emotional.
Oh, yeah.
But like Connor said, you get emotionally connected. And so it's good that we have people on the video that you can go back and hear
mm-hmm.
and kind of... bring them back for a little bit.
Yeah, that's very cool. So your DSPs, direct support professionals, really make it possible to do what you do.
They're the absolute backbone of everything we do.
Without your DSPs, it's not going to work.
Correct.
Is that fair? Mm-hmm. So thank you. Are you looking for more? I mean, you have grown into quite an organization.
Yes, we are always looking for more.
What do I need to do? Just apply?
Yes.
Will I talk to Mary? Or will I talk to you, Emily?
You do not talk to me.
I want to talk to Mary. So,
you talk to Mary if you want to work in day services. Actually, you just go to our website, and there's a careers tab, and you can just go to that, and there's a listing of all of our openings.
Yeah.
And you apply that way.
Okay. So, Connor, when you're not bringing joy to people's lives, Connor, and by the way, Connor Knight, Mary Wade, and Emily Martin with us from Nishner Productions this morning. When you're not taking care of people, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies that you do on your own time?
On my own time?
Yeah, what's fun for you?
It's a lot of guitar.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And I bring that to work, too. They love that.
Where's it at, Connor? You should have brought it in.
Could have made
air.
Your debut.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lot of guitar. I'm big into drawing. I'm big into nature.
Okay.
A lot of trails and taking the dog out with me and just... enjoying traveling.
Yeah, very cool. How long have you been playing the guitar?
Really, only it's been a year now.
Huh.
We'll bring it to, and you should see how it changes the clients, where the music, it brings something out in them. And that's something as well, where the music therapy, you can really see the joy, and even if they're having a bad day before, or if it's a client that's more likely to have behaviors,
mm-hmm.
the sunshine and rainbows that come from them, man,
yeah.
when you start playing and they'll sing along and even just songs like You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
You should hear the Dayhab Room when they're all singing together.
Very cool. I like it. So next time you're in, you got to bring your guitar.
I'll serenade you.
Okay. Sounds good. So how about you, Mary? When you're not taking care of people, what do you do?
Well, I think I'm always taking care of people.
Maybe.
But when I'm not, my 100% joy is my grandkids.
Yeah.
I am fortunate that they are all close. I've got 2 in town and 3 in Council Bluffs. And so because they still like me being around, Grandma's going to take everything I can get. And
absolutely.
You being a new grandparent will know that.
Yes. I'm already learning that, Mary. I'm already learning that.
Yeah.
So.
We just are finishing up. They all get their own individual back to school day with Grandma.
Oh,
so
very cool.
That's always a great tradition.
I like it a lot. So, well, special people. You have a lot of good people, Emily, at Nishner Productions. So
we do.
Direct Support Professionals Week, that'll take place in September. So you'll be celebrating that for a while then.
Yes.
Okay. Where do we need to go from there, Emily? What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, you came and saw us at National Night Out.
I had a root beer float.
Yes. It was delicious, wasn't it?
It was delicious. You guys whipped that out just in a second, too.
Yeah. We served.
I was going to ask how that went because it started off a little damp.
It was a little damp, yes.
So.
And I'm grateful that somebody donated a little cover for us to use, a pop-up for us to use. So we didn't get super wet, but we had a good turnout. We served about 350
wow.
root beer floats
that's
day.
Awesome.
Yeah. We ran out of spoons and straws, and we only had 300 of those. So that's how I know about how many we had.
All right. So root beer floats, you've got that done. Check.
Yep, check that off.
Taken care of.
We've got the new house that will be opening soon here
how's
in Red Oak.
How's it coming along?
I was there.
Well, I guess, huh, if you're opening soon.
Yeah, going well. I don't know if we're going to make our September 1st, which is what we were hoping.
Yeah.
But I would imagine sometime in September it will be opening.
Is that house full?
I don't know. Have you heard?
I have not heard any final updates on
That.
But we need staff for that house.
So, okay.
So
What do I do?
So you would go to our website, nishna.org, click the careers tab, and apply. Because who doesn't want to work in a brand new house?
Is this the right website, Connor? Are we doing okay? Okay.
Yes.
So I go to employment. Client and employment.
Nope. Volunteer career.
Volunteer career. That's what I was going to say next.
And this is view current openings.
Yeah.
Right there.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. There you go.
And there's lots of them.
See all that?
Well, you do have a lot of openings, don't you?
Yeah.
And I always tell people, if you're not computer savvy, stop in and say, hey, I would like to apply.
Yes.
I have a big staff of applications on my desk, so they can stop at my office, too.
Okay, so the house, the new house in Red Oak is approaching completion.
Yes.
And so you're looking for staffing for that?
Yes.
So if you're interested in that, would that be, that's kind of a 24-hour deal, right? I mean, through the day and through the evening and overnight.
It is, and it will depend on the people who live there, whether they leave during the day to go to day services.
Okay, sure.
So whether it would be staffed 24/7.
Sure.
Because there's no reason to have a staff there if we don't have the residents there.
Right.
But yes, I would imagine there will be at least one resident there who doesn't go to day services.
Okay.
So, yeah, 24/7 staffing.
Who was with you at the root beer float tent?
Oh, that was our residential manager for Montgomery and Mills County. Her name was Cheryl.
Okay.
And her daughter.
Okay.
They were with us.
All right. I was just curious. I don't think I've met them before.
She's new. What's she? 3-4 months now?
Okay.
Yep.
Something like that.
That
yeah.
would be why I haven't met her probably.
Yeah. Yeah, she moved here from California.
Okay.
So you really don't know her.
No, I don't. Not at all.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
She really is.
Okay. Legislative reception. What's going on with your legislative reception?
So this is an annual event that we do, and we invite our local and federal, our state and federal legislators to come talk to us about issues that we are facing as an agency that get in the way of the services we provide.
Yeah.
These could be funding issues. These could be procedural issues that we deal with, getting people assessed, with getting people placed, things like that.
Not to get on my high horse, but there are some significant issues. And every time there's an election or an administrative change, it can directly impact what you do.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very much tied to what's taking place in Des Moines or in D.C.
Absolutely. And we are an agency that's funded primarily through Medicaid. And so every time those things change, it impacts the services we can provide.
Yeah. So certainly you want people to know what you're doing, right? And to have the opportunity to say, this is what we do and why we do it and the reason we need funding for this.
Yes, and right? We have a terrific relationship with our legislators, and we get a lot of participation. So we're not just speaking for what is happening at NISHNA, but we're speaking for agencies across the state.
Yeah, yeah. So when will that take place?
That will take place September 29th. Okay. We will be at AgriVision. They are always gracious to let us use their meeting room. If you haven't been there, it's beautiful.
I'm pretty sure I've been in their meeting room. Yes, I know I have.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice up there on the second floor.
You bet.
Very nice.
Okay. All right, Emily, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on? What's the rest of your day hold today, Emily?
I'm working on newsletters. I'm working on the website. I'm working on meetings, you know, stuff. All the things.
Mary, how about you?
Well, it's to try to catch up on some of the stuff I'm behind on in the office. And I think most everybody is out today. A lot of my Red Oak group is at the zoo today.
Oh.
So one of the other big things I wanted to say that our day habs do in particular is volunteering.
Oh.
So if anybody would have volunteer opportunities that happen during the day anywhere in Country Sunshine's listing area between Shenandoah, Red Oak, Glenwood sites, they would love to volunteer. They do Meals on Wheels mm-hmm. in Red Oak and Shenandoah, and they've gone and helped the different businesses do some like fall planting or summer flowers and things like that.
They go to the daycare here in town.
Yes, they love the daycare in town.
So if someone is in need or someone would want to volunteer, they can reach out to you or want those volunteers to come, right?
Yep, if they want volunteers.
And they love the opportunity to do it.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
It's fun. Connor, what's the rest of your day hold today?
Well, I got to get back to my clients after this. I'm sure they're waiting impatiently there.
Would you spend most of your time where at, Connor? In Red Oak or Shannon? Where are you at mostly?
You could really catch us just about anywhere.
All over.
Where we've gone to Lincoln for that car museum, and it's at the zoo, and it's at the parks. Catch us at Viking a whole lot.
Yeah.
And they love the lake, and they love just going out in Nebraska City. You can catch us all around Iowa if you really try.
Mary, where are you mostly?
I'm everywhere.
It's like the Johnny Cash song.
Yeah, I travel mostly between Red Oak and Shenandoah, and then I get over to Glenwood, check on my groups over there.
Okay. So. And Emily, you're everywhere as well?
I am also everywhere.
All over the place.
Yes.
Wherever the need may arise, that's where you're at. So, all right, very cool. Anything else, Connor, that we need to be aware of?
I don't think so. I think that people should definitely try to apply. Heck, my sister just applied last week.
All
it took was a call.
There you go. All right. Apply. You'll bring joy to someone's life. Mary, anything else?
Yep. I agree 100%. If you are not a factory person that can stand and do the same thing all day, this is the place to be. You will have no 2 days the same.
Mm-hmm.
Your time, I feel, goes really fast because you're busy and active. And if you want someone to make you feel good, this is the place to work.
All right. I like it. I don't know how you top that, Emily, but
I would just say that we have amazing benefits, that we have fairly flexible schedules. So if you're going back to school, trying to finish your degree, we will work around that and get you set up with some shifts that work with that because we also want to support those goals.
You bet. All right. Anything else, Emily, we need to touch on?
I don't think so.
Did we cover it?
That's all a lot.
There's a lot there. NISHNA.org.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. Yep. NISHNA.org is your website. If you miss something, if you want to know more, that's a good place to land and kind of look around and see what's going on. So
yes.
All right. Nice to see you all.
Good
nice to visit with you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Enjoy the day and make it a great day. Again, Emily Martin, Connor Knight, and Mary Wade with us from NISHNA Productions this morning.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
Most of the sleepy people who start the day with a hot cup of coffee don't think much